Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be listening to this. My name is Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. I'm here with Ishai Tal from Carestream. He's head of platform and cloud architecture. Ishai, thank you for joining us today.
A pleasure.
Ishai, can you tell us a little bit about your company and the history of Carestream and about yourself?
Carestream is doing cross-metrics business, which actually starts with hardware and ends with software solutions. My role in is more related to the HCIS division, which is more into the software development of products given by Carestream, which are deployed in the healthcare organization and in large hospitals worldwide. Personally, I've been working for Carestream for the past 8 years as the platform team leader or the head of platform and cloud architecture. Prior to that, I worked for Mobileye NV, which is an advanced automotive car company recently acquired by Intel.
So talk a little bit about the cloud solution that you've been developing. I know it works with Microsoft Storage Spaces Direct, but why did you choose Intel Xeon Scalable Platforms, and how is it working out for you as you build your next and current architecture for the future of Carestream?
So practically, it's all about making the best out of the resources that you have. In the old world, we used to have resources which are separated for storage and compute, and it was hard for us to get the best out of those, and we would have left margins of compute or storage that were not used. Using hyperconverged model, which is very popular right now within the storage industry, gives us the lecture of making out the best out of the resources that are available in terms of compute and storage in a single consolidated platform. Where it comes on the new Intel CPUs, that gives us additional features that can also increase the cost saving and the licensing saving where the platform is based on Microsoft technologies.
So why the cloud for medical imaging?
As you know, medical data is not something that we would like to expose to the world where we have a solution which is not, in terms of security, is not protected. However, nowadays we're experiencing significant changes where we would like to ease the operational activity of our healthcare business. And one of the things that the cloud provides us is a single management interface or single management site in terms of operational and cost reduction. If we translate this into the medical world, we can actually also do very efficiently image sharing between sites and also ease the deployment and reduce the amount of service personnel that we need within our solution, where the solution is actually consolidated into a single site.
What is the importance to drive this new era in healthcare cloud solutions? I mean, deflating healthcare is something that's important for all of us around the world.
What we see recently as the market evolves is the fact that the medical world becomes more dense. So small entities that were in the past right now joining together with additional small to become a very large entities. And the cloud model is more suitable into that development that we see into the market. There are some key factors that are driving that. One of them is legislation. So recent laws that passed that change a little bit the way in which we actually measure the treatment of patients. So today, it's not only regarding the times in which the patient visits the hospital, it's also the way in which there is a significant improvement in the status of the patient, and also the evidence that you can provide to the healthcare system that you actually improved the status of the patient. And there are tools that are doing that kind of a process and which are much easier to manage on the cloud model.
So I love hyperconverged as a term, and certainly Intel Xeon Scalable Platform was built for the hyperconverged environment. But what is the biggest differentiation for compression and deduplication for Microsoft S2D hyperconverged solutions?
Basically, those features that you mentioned can be implemented or can be optimized using the Intel technologies in a way that those are not require significant CPU load and can be actually executed on a very dedicated technologies which are part of Intel hardware solutions. If you deploy these Microsoft technologies, such as deduplication and compression, as recently released by Microsoft, of course you have the benefits of reducing the cost of storage and making the storage more efficient and robust, and actually you can easily implement your own hyper-converged solution with reducing the cost and the overall operations. Let's assume if you take it, what was recently more popular, like fiber channel infrastructure or very complex SAN infrastructure, today we don't need that. We can actually deploy our solution using a network-based solution, or of course, this is taking into account the Intel NVMe caching solution that is implemented within the Microsoft Storage Spaces Direct technology. And by filling up those gaps, we can actually completely move away from the old fabric technologies that had higher costs.
So, you know, you did some pilots with Xeon Platinum 8168 processors utilizing Intel QuickAssist technology. Can you talk a little bit about how that really helped your cloud-based model?
So our next goal is to move away from client-side rendering and to move into a more robust architecture, which is based on server-side rendering. Server-side rendering actually requires that you will transfer the image fast to the client upon rendering within the server. And in order to optimize that transfer, it is highly recommended that you compress and decompress the image prior sending it from the server into the client. And this can be done by the embedded hardware technology that Intel provides, Intel QuickAssist. After we conduct our testing, we received significant improvement in compression ratio and efficiency and time, of course, versus software-based solution when we actually compared the Intel QuickAssist technologies to those other software-based compression solutions. So we saw a dramatic difference that can reduce the time of this transfer. And bear in mind that each image that is being projected into the client is being rendered. So it's not kept in any sort of cache within the server. It's processing per image that is being displayed. One of the benefits that you have, that you don't need to have any installation on the client side, so you can actually browse and open, you can actually open a diagnostic client with no installation on the client workstation and use your default browser as a full diagnostic client application.
Tell us where the industry is going and what is Carestream going to do to help us transform and deflate healthcare around the world?
What we see is that there is a significant demand for image sharing between organizations, and we have started to see the market going into a national image sharing tenders and project that we, as a vendor, already provided in some countries. That's a cross-viewing solution for the medical personnel within a specific country or region. I think that this might be something that we will see going forward very rapidly, where everybody can see everything from everywhere. And of course, the cloud model is one of those key factor, let's say, platform changes or architecture changes that needs to be executed in order to have that significant change in mindset.
Outstanding. Wow. Well, Ishai, thank you so much for joining us. Where can our listeners find out more information about Carestream?
So you can log into our website at www.carestream.com. And there is a significant amount of information regarding all our offering. As regards to our cloud offering, this can be found under the HCIS section in the website.
Thank you so much. Well, on behalf of Intel, my name is Jake Smith, and I've had the honor to be here with Ishai Tal, Head of Platform and Cloud Architecture at Carestream. For those of you listening, have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good evening, wherever you may be in the world. Thanks, and this has been Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud with Carestream.